Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs and we find out your guys' questions and give you guys our advice. So this one is from Selena. Hey Kat and Tisha, I've been seeing a guy officially for 3 weeks and Valentine's Day is next week. Because we haven't been going out for long, I'm a bit lost as for what I should get him. Like, I don't want to go too full on, but I feel like I need to get him something. Any gift ideas for the early relationship girlies?
Good question. Maybe a teddy bear. What? Is that too
Maybe
corny?
Maybe a leaf off the ground?
What do you mean?
I'm joking. So you guys know I've been listening to Shira a lot recently and I feel like she's really gotten in my head because Shira, she explained the perfect thing on what to get guys for gifts.
What?
She said never ever spend a cent on a man, but you're allowed to get him sentimental gifts.
Oh, okay.
Something meaningful and thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah. So what is that? Like a photo of you two?
A photo frame. That's
kind of
cute.
A cute idea.
A handwritten letter.
Yes. I love this.
Something from your first date.
Yep. Do you know those things?
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Have you seen that box? You like buy cardboard and you cut out a cube.
That's
and then
cute.
You put like it's like a cube that gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And each time you unravel a layer, there's like photos that fall out. Have you
but
seen that?
I feel
that?
Like that's like too much effort.
That is a lot of
for
effort.
3 weeks.
Yeah, true. That is a bit of an effort. I would say a photo frame with a photo of both of you.
A photo frame is cute with a little card and a chocolate.
Yeah.
Just one.
Like
one
a
chocolate.
Box of chocolates?
No, just one chocolate.
Okay. Love it. Yeah, that's what I would do too. Like something, nothing too expensive. You probably want to spend like $20 max.
Yeah. Just something to say like, hey, I thought of you today.
Yeah.
We got to play cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in saying that, I'm very much like I'm a big gift giver.
Really?
Like I will spend a buck.
A buck?
A buck.
On what?
Like I'll spend a lot of money.
Yeah. What have you bought your exes before for Valentine's Day?
Nothing. But.
Really?
I actually don't. I just don't remember. Like my memory is so bad. But I'm just like. Like I can't speak to this because I would be going all out, but that's just me. But right. I would try to hold myself back for 3 weeks. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've broken up with someone because I couldn't afford to buy them a present.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But sometimes you do crazy things when you're young. You know what I mean? When literally I could have just told him I can't afford to buy you a present, I'm sorry, instead of breaking up with him.
Yeah, that is actually so true. But we just don't think, you know?
No, we don't. But yeah, I agree. Something tiny is like a good place to start. It doesn't have to be extravagant.
Just something meaningful, because let's be real, you have to think, what is he going to get you?
Yeah.
You don't want to overgift him.
Yes.
Because we've got to make sure he's always doing more.
Yeah. Or, you know, to make it even less, you could get one photo printed. Don't even put it in a frame.
Okay, that's a bit far. That's like 20 cents.
Get a card or make the card, put the photo in the card, and then buy him one piece of chocolate.
See, Shira's got into our heads.
Well, you don't want to be too extreme. And it all depends on the budget, right?
Yeah.
For me, it all depends on what you're going through at that moment. Because if you can splurge and you can spoil someone and that's what you want to do, then absolutely go for it. But if you're, you know, not in the position to spoil someone, then do what you can. What matters is the thought that you put behind it.
Yeah. I just think go for something more meaningful always.
Yeah.
That's just my idea.
Do you know another thing that I've started doing for kids' birthdays is instead of getting them a card, I get them like a $2 picture book and I write in the picture book, I'm like, dear whoever, happy birthday, have the best day, and that's their card. And it's like a two-in-one, because what do people do with birthday cards? They throw them in the bin. What a waste of money. That's like $7 these days. Like nobody has enough money to spend that much on a card. But you can spend the same amount or sometimes even less on a book, on a kid's book.
Because you actually bought me a book and you wrote a letter in it too.
Yeah.
So you couldn't afford the card for me?
I didn't want to waste my money on the card. But you got a book. Was it the hamster book that you love?
No, you gave it to me like a month ago.
Ah.
It wasn't long ago. But I actually like it because it's cute.
Yeah.
It makes me think. But yeah, books are actually a good gift too if he's into reading.
Yeah.
You just have to think, like, for 3 weeks I feel like you have to think bare minimum. Like,
yes.
What's the bare minimum that I can do? Something meaningful, something that he's going to be like, wow, this girl, she really thinks of me.
Yeah.
She's really sweet. But you make sure that he's gotten something for you.
No, give it to him. No, because you want to make him feel bad if they haven't got you anything.
No, okay, this is what I'll say. This is what Shira told me. This is what Shira told me on what to do on Valentine's Day. So if you guys don't know who Shira is, she's like this online relationship coach, and she was basically she's a sugar baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kinda. She's a gold digger.
Yeah, she's a gold digger, but she's so funny. So on Valentine's Day, one of her videos, I was watching it, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to your man and you're going to stroke his ego a little bit. You're going to be like, oh, you're such a good gift giver. I'm so excited to see what you get me for Valentine's Day.
So smart.
You stroke his ego, right? And then he's thinking, oh my gosh, I fully forgot. I got to get her. See, you're already expecting a gift.
Yeah, and you get excited about it. Be like, can you please just give me a clue? Like, what does it start with? I really want to know. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. And then if you've been with him for long enough, you say, oh, I loved that necklace you got for me last year. Whenever I go out in public, you know, people ask me and I say, oh, my boyfriend got it for me. Stroke his ego even more. Right? You're flexing, saying, yeah, everyone loves the present you got me, because that's what they want to hear. They want to hear that other people
know
say,
about
wow,
the present.
He takes care of this girl.
Yeah. Wow, okay? She's really a genius.
So you stroke his ego and then you send him a list with direct links to what you want. Because you got to make it easy and accessible for them, and then they're going to click it and just buy it for you straight away.
That's so smart and genius. I did the same thing for Dad, actually. So I want these sunnies. And so in my vlog, I was like, look how amazing these sunnies are. Babe, if you're listening, get me the sunnies. So now he's got the whole of Australia seeing if this man is going to get me these sunnies. So I bet you he's going to get them for me. Do you want to make a bet? That would be actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, I bet he won't. Oh. But it's funny because I see on TikTok a lot of girls think, oh, I want him to buy me flowers, but I don't want to tell him, or, You know what I mean? And it's like, first of all, this is why when you wake up on Valentine's Day and you're not stressing, oh, is he going to get me anything? Is he going to get me anything? Bye. Like, that is so, like, crazy that you'd even have to stress. But I feel like I've been in a really good position where, one, in my past relationship, I never had to stress about that. Like, I always got flowers. But then if I wanted flowers, I would just say it.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm so excited to see what flowers you get me.
Yes.
I really hope you get me roses.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You have to spell it out for them, right?
Because this is what I'm saying, guys. You know that saying, oh, if he wanted to, he would. Yes, he would, but he would because he's seen what everyone on TikTok wants. He's done it in his past relationships. Let's be real. That's how he knows. If a man doesn't know, you have to tell him. And there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing that would be wrong is if you told him and he didn't deliver.
Yes, that would be.
If you tell him and he comes through, then this man is listening to you and he knows what you want and he knows how to make you happy. That's how you stay happy in a relationship because you have communication.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want flowers. If you don't give me flowers, I'm going to be sad. Yeah. Hello, if he doesn't get you flowers, he hates you. If he does, he loves you. Like, it's that simple.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. When you actually think about it, a guy really doesn't know what you're thinking about all the time.
Yeah, and that's guys a really can't read hard, your mind.
It's a really hard fact to come by, but it's true.
Yeah.
They don't know what you want because.
Yeah, I think a lot of females expect men to be able to read their minds.
And it's just like, if you don't want to be disappointed, just ask
and
just say.
Yeah, just have open communication.
And then.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Only be disappointed if he doesn't deliver.
Yes.
That's when you be like, no, because if he didn't deliver when you asked, there was no way he was going to read your mind and deliver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just got to drop massive hints. Like, how long have I been speaking about a Pomeranian?
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm just giving you examples. So Dad knows I want a Pomeranian. I don't want a Pomeranian right now, maybe next year or the year after. Like, I just don't think my lifestyle is ready for it right now. And he knows that.
Mm.
But when that man gets me a Pomeranian, I'm going to be a mess, like so happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he knows what type of dog I want. He knows the color of the pom that I want. You've just got to drop massive hints.
Yeah. You've just got to spell it to them straight. Mm. But only get upset. Like, you can't like, it's okay to expect and have standards, but it's also just easier to just tell them.
Yeah.
So that's just my opinion. And if you guys like this chat about Valentine's Day, we've actually got a full Valentine's Day episode coming out next Tuesday at 7 a.m. and Mum and I get pretty deep into it. Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land, and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.